It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Max Kane.
Select Irish on FM 104, and here to talk about his latest collab with Mae Kay is Cormac. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
All good. So, Waiting On You is the name of the new single. It features Mae Kay, but you've been working with Mae Kay for quite a while.
Yeah, for sure. This is actually, oddly, the first tune that we kind of worked on together, but the last one to come out, if you like. So Mary is on my album Equipment Exchange, and she features really heavily on a score I did for the show called The Diplomat. So yeah, we've been fast friends for ages.
Equivalent Exchange, like, it's been, what is it, 5 years now since
the live show debut, first kind of iteration of it was in Vicar Street in 2018, would you believe? So, yeah, it's been kind of going kind of since then. You know, it's had some overhauls, and obviously we put out the record of the same name almost just over a year ago. So, it's been amazing. I mean, it was, born out of a kind of a want to try and work with an orchestra, and I ended up, you know, working with quite a few collaborators like Mae Kay and Loa and Jack O'Rourke. It just kind of grew legs from there. So it's developed into a really, really big live show. So yeah, it's been a wonderful journey.
Absolutely. And it's a genre that's kind of been building and building, like dance meeting other genres. So this is kind of orchestra meets dance. Yeah. How would you describe it in your words?
I suppose what I aimed to do was to build it from the ground up, you know. So it's not like I kind of took my existing pieces and sort of orchestrated them, or, you know, I kind of did it the other way around. So I basically, you know, went to Bulgaria and studied for 2 months, studied orchestration and, you know, a lot to do with writing music and that. And, you know, also basically just sat down myself and decided that, right, this is going to be, you know, the palette that I'm going to paint with. You know, so I have these strings, I have these brass, I have all these instruments, and this is what I'm going to use to write the record. So it was very much, you know, as much of a learning curve as a sort of an exercise in writing with different instruments, you know.
So your career, it's 15 years of age. You've got two albums and hundreds of live shows. And what's really cool that you've been working on lately, you've gotten into working for TV and film.
I've been around the time I kind of studied orchestration, I studied writing for picture as well. I mean, I'd done a small bit of it, but, you know, pretty quickly, more quickly than I had anticipated, I was asked to work on a series called The Professionals, which was Brendan Fraser's kind of comeback show, which was kind of a 10-episode thing. And then, you know, that led to another one called Red Election, which led to The Diplomat, which, you know, so it's kind of, I've been lucky and worked really hard, I suppose, in equal measure.
But
I really enjoy it because it just allows me to, I suppose, explore other kind of sonic worlds, and, you know, really forces me to finish things really quickly, and, you know, just opens up a whole lot of different kind of creative avenues, to be honest. So, yeah, I've loved it. I've absolutely loved it.
And, like, how is working for TV and film, how is that different to producing music for albums or for live shows?
I mean, in lots of ways. I mean, time is a big thing. And style is a big thing. So I suppose you're working as part of a team, you know, with a director, let's say, an editor or producer, when you're writing for picture. You're also writing a lot more music in a lot less time, you know. So, like, let's say, I don't know, a show like The Professionals or Red Elections, each would have 300 pieces of music, you know, and that would probably be written over 5 months, maybe at most, you know. So, you know, you're kind of, it forces you to be less, you can't kind of put things off, or you can't really procrastinate, you know. But also it means that I can essentially come up with a new sort of palette of sounds to work with, or a new sort of styles, depending on what the show or the film requires every, as I say, every 6 months, you know. So for someone like me who's into a bunch of different types of music and is into making a load of different types of music, it's great. So I essentially kind of join a new band every 6 months. So it's great in that way. But it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of time. It's all of that too. But I love it. You know, I've been fortunate to work with some amazing directors and amazing producers. It's gone kind of swimmingly for me in that sense. So yeah, I'm having a good time.
I mean, it's a lot of pressure, but I think that's a really cool thing. Like, a soundtrack kind of creates the character of the show or film.
For sure. And I mean, it allowed me into that world, you know. So like, I've just finished a show called This Town, and, you know, I would have been speaking with the director every day, you know, and I would have been very happily kind of diving into what characters' motivations are, getting to know the characters, read the scripts, you know, and really being a part of the storytelling team, as opposed to just kind of dropping music at the door and going, you know, that kind of way. I was involved all across the music and, you know, really in telling of the story, as I say, which is a huge privilege, you know, and again, something that I never thought that I'd be saying, you know, 5 years ago, you know. So yeah, so it is. It's fascinating. Like, I'm still, obviously, I'm learning every day and really enjoying it.
So you've got your Easter Saturday retrospective coming up. Tell me a bit about what people can expect from this.
Yeah, it's the show I've sort of always wanted to do, you know, as I say, I'm 15 years doing this professionally this year. So we're in the National Concert Hall. We've got the Irish Chamber Orchestra, myself, Loa, Jack O'Rourke, G.I., May Kay, Cormac's Big Band, like a bunch of guests, and we're doing the full live show, delving into obviously the Equivalent Exchange album, as well as Wordplay and Doorsteps, and we're going to be playing some score as well. So just a kind of a, we're calling it a retrospective, but it's really sort of where we are now, you know. So yeah, really looking forward to it. It's this Saturday, the 30th of March, in the National Concert Hall, with an after party for all ticket holders in the Sugar Club around the corner afterwards. So really looking forward to it.
Can people expect more nights like this in the future?
I mean, I don't know.
Once in a lifetime.
Honestly, yeah. Given the amount of work that's just gone into this, like, it's a massive undertaking. I mean, you know, there's 30 plus people on the stage, and there's probably half that again, you know, behind the scenes in terms of management and crew and all of that. And people working tirelessly and being very giving selflessly of their time. So, you know, very hard to reproduce that in Dublin on a stage like that regularly, I'd say. But, you know, I definitely hope to play the concert hall again, but not for a while.
So the new single, Waiting On You, will be featured as part of the night. Tell me a bit more about this single and what it'll look like on the night.
For sure. I mean, that was one of the first pieces, actually, that I wrote for the Equivalent Exchange live show. And just really could never get it to, through no fault of my case, just could never get it to a point where it felt like it was done, you know, that way. So we held it back from the record, and it was, but still played it live. And I was just getting such a reaction live that it sort of forced me to sit down and finish it. And McKay was very, very patient with my constant tweaking and re-recording and all of that. But I'm delighted that we kind of stuck with it. So as ever, she delivered a wonderful performance that kind of showcases, to my mind, the three different, you know, three different, completely different sides of her voice, you know, that she has. So it was, you know, it was brilliant to be able to get it out there. And as you say, it was written for a live audience. So it's kind of got that flavour to it, I think.
Excellent. So where can people keep up with you?
CormacMusic.com is the best place, or Instagram, and it's at DJKORMAC, at DJ Cormac.
Brilliant. Cormac, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.